Lawrence Jenkins began heading the University of North Carolina at Greensboro's art department in 2010. For decades, he's been fascinated by the art and architecture of 15th century Italy, and he's taught multiple aspects of Italian art from the late medieval period through the Baroque. I began by asking what changed in Italian art from the 15th to 16th centuries.
What changed was the High Renaissance. What changed was the emergence of Rome, and it's the papacy. It's the emergence of the papacy as a major political force, not just spiritual, in Europe, that changes everything. It's like New York after World War II with the European artists who came from war-torn Europe and created abstract expressionism. Julius II in Rome brought together Raphael and Michelangelo and Bramante and many others and created the High Renaissance. The High Renaissance is an artificial construct to announce the importance of a city, a government, and a church.
Raphael, Michelangelo, taking it into a new realm. Was it individuals? Was it an investment, like we're talking about government investment at this point, that really did, in the case papacy investment, that made it happen? Were there people of that talent not available before the High Renaissance?
They were available, but they lived in different places, and they worked for local governments. It was the idea of bringing to Rome the best artists from across Italy to work together. They worked, 100 feet apart, the Sistine Chapel and the Church of St. Peter's and the rooms that Raphael was frescoing for Julius II. And even if they weren't working together, they were working side by side, and they talked to each other, and they had a beer together, we assume, and it created something that would never have happened anywhere else naturally, in the same sense that abstract expressionism happened in New York.
Another area of your interest is, I see, the visual arts and the redevelopment and renewal of depressed urban neighborhoods. How does art go about renewing a formerly depressed neighborhood?
Before I came to UNCG as head of the art department in the summer of 2010, I was at the University of New Orleans. I was department chair, Department of Fine Arts, and had been for 4 years after Katrina. And obviously, New Orleans was very badly hit by that storm, and the university was badly hit by the effects of the storm, loss of population, state budget cuts, and so on and so forth. The interesting thing about Katrina is that artists started to move to New Orleans after the storm, and there was a kind of pull to this magical city that was also devastated. And artists began to show together along what's known as the St. Claude Avenue corridor in the 8th Ward, the 9th Ward. But the St. Claude Avenue corridor became a kind of place where artists began to hang out and where artists began to show their work as artist collaboratives. There was one commercial gallery. I had the opportunity, because of a wonderful patron of the art department there, to open an off-campus gallery. It was the first university in New Orleans, and there are six of them, that had a gallery off its own campus. We became the anchor institution in the St. Claude Avenue corridor. When I went back to New Orleans, the St. Claude Avenue corridor, which had been the UNO gallery and a couple of other things, now has a grocery store, a food co-op, a drug store, a restaurant or two. It has a catering business. The interest generated by the presence of the arts allowed a neighborhood that had suffered before the storm and suffered during and after the storm to begin to come back. I think that the arts do that in many places, and I think that universities can help by being anchor institutions in neighborhoods.
University of North Carolina at Greensboro Art Department head Lawrence Jenkins. The Wetherspoon Art Museum at UNCG has one of the foremost collections of modern and contemporary art in the Southeast. Current exhibits there include Nature in All Its Glory, selections from the collection, which runs through March 9th, and Bugs, Beasts, and Blossoms, Japanese woodblock prints, which will remain on display through April 13th. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.